You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the first of the month, which for millions means the rent is due. A recent report from the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard finds there were nearly 900,000 more people renting in late 2021 compared to early 2020. The vacancy rate's now under 6%, the lowest since the 1980s. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
For a brief moment in the early months of the pandemic, it was a renter's market.
There was a real slowdown in demand for rental housing. Rents fell, vacancies went up, and it seemed like the rental market was really softening quickly.
Chris Herbert is managing director of the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard, which did the study.
Now we're in the opposite situation, where rents are rising at their fastest pace in decades, vacancies are falling, and so renters across the board are facing much higher costs of housing than they were 2 years ago.
The main reason is that buying has become super competitive in the pandemic, so more people are sticking with renting, says Andrew Arend at the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
And many of these households are higher income households who in the past would likely have been homeowners. But we've seen significant increases, of course, in home prices, and so more households are choosing to rent.
And that, he says, is driving up rent for everyone. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.